Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 86. I'm Christy, your host, and today I wanted to talk about the importance of our opinions of ourselves. We spend so much time outwardly concerned about what everybody thinks. And I know that, like, the first thing I would say before I started all of this self-awareness research, I would say I don't really care what people think, and I literally thought that I didn't. But the more I looked, the more closely I looked at myself and my feelings and my actions and my decisions, I realized that I do care, definitely care what people think. And it shocked me because I figured at this age that I would be a little bit more secure. But I think it's just bottom line, like a social conditioning where we really do care what other people think. I was researching a little bit, and one of the tribe, we're tribal beings, we're tribal animals, and we survive in groups. And I don't know, millions of years ago, if we were exiled from our tribe, we would more than likely die because we wouldn't have the resources to live. We wouldn't have the protection. We wouldn't have the food. We wouldn't have the support that we need in the wild in order to survive. So our 2 million year old brain says, like, we need to be socially accepted in this day and age, even though we can technically survive if we're outcast. Anyway, my point is that when we worry more about what other people think and less about what we think, it puts this level of stress on ourselves. It puts this level of pressure. And when we can free ourselves from that feeling of concern, that feeling of worry. Worry is like one of my least favorite words in the world, but when we can free ourselves of worry, it lifts us to a different level, and we can focus on things that are really, really important. And the things that are investments in our hearts, in our passions, and what we truly believe to be authentically rewarding are things that involve us helping other people. I know that I really love connecting with people. It's like one of my passions is just like meeting somebody and clicking and just having that flow of conversation, and it brings me so much joy. I love it. And I know that when I can help people, when I can be of service to somebody, whether it's just like giving them a compliment or, making them feel good in their clothing, which is where the whole design piece comes in. It makes me feel like I am investing in their happiness. And that to me is like one of the greatest gifts ever. My point is that when we can get outside of our own heads, I think it's like probably the happiest that I've ever been able to be. Because a lot of times I feel like the thing in between my two ears, being my brain, is like my worst enemy. I feel like it makes me crazy sometimes because it's just a lot of like negativity or self-doubt, and really I'm just doing it to myself, so it kind of makes me feel like a crazy person. And when that happens, I have a new trigger that I literally just don't allow those feelings to fester or don't allow those thoughts to have any power over me. I move actually, to be honest, when I have some self-doubt or insecure feelings, I'll start moving. I'll just like start doing jumping jacks, or I'll get up from my desk and move to another part of the office, or I'll just go outside and go to CVS because there's a CVS across the street from the office, and I'll just go over there and get like a seltzer or just do something to distract myself. Because when we can get outside of our own heads, let go of those negative thoughts, that's really when we get into our creative space. That's really when we can come up with ideas and solutions to the problems that we have and really find a wholehearted place to live from. I think I spent a lot of years living from the place of fear and insecurity, avoiding things, telling myself that I wasn't good at certain things, so I just never even put the effort in to learn, like, especially regarding financial things. Like, I just never learned about how to invest, how to save my money, how to grow my money. And all of those things really intimidated me, until I just decided that, like, I'm a learner. I'm able to learn and develop skills that I hadn't had before. I'm perfectly capable. I have a brain. And when I was able to overcome my issue of having ADD and having difficulty learning, overcoming these things has like built my confidence, hand over fist. Like, I just have really blossomed. And, this is a later stage of my life. I am not a kid anymore. I'm 45. So there's always, always, always time to grow and evolve and just improve yourself. I don't think that there's like a date where you stop growing, where you stop evolving because of your age. Like, I think a lot of people in my generation feel like, at this stage of their lives, that it's like quit, like call it quits with the learning. And I feel like, oh my God, this is the best time to learn because of the experience that we have in life and ourselves, and just being able to apply new skills with all of that experience is just so incredible to me. I'm just so excited to be at this phase of my life and learning new things and meeting new people and figuring out things about myself and facing my fears. It's a whole different perspective on all of the things that I used to run away from. I run towards them now because I know those are the things that I need to work on the most. And when you realize that, that in itself is liberating because then you stop like lurking around, hiding from things, avoiding things, and telling yourself that you're just not good at these things. I think that's like a number one issue that a lot of people have. They're just like, oh, I'm not good at these things. And then they just write it off like that they're not good and that they're not willing to learn. When you're willing to learn, when you're willing to be a learner, your possibilities are endless. And there's something so awesome in saying that, because I spent so long feeling like the possibilities ended there because I wasn't skilled at something. Anyway, it just makes me happy realizing that and being able to speak it, and I hope something in there clicks with somebody that allows them to open themselves up to something that they felt intimidated by or not able to learn, or that they were bad at something. Try it, go for it. And what it is repetition. You have to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And all of the sudden, one day, you're like, oh, I get it. Like, I get this thing that was such a difficult thing for me to learn. I get this thing that I thought I would never be good at. It's just those little things. It's just trying and repeating. Those are the steps to success. It's just to try and try and try and be resilient until you finally absorb it. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.